Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Aleph. We are in the last week, a couple more days. Friday, Bez Hashem, is the last day of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Shabbos Tartarios. But every day is its own world here in the daf Yomi world, so we are on Ayin and Bez. We'll start with the Mishnah on the bottom. Boleshes, Shenichnasa La'ir. Remember the first part of the parak discussed some inyanim specifically related to Yayin Nesech, the Knas. Remember the first couple of blocks spoke about the Knas, the special Knas of working with Yayin Nesech. Does not apply to other Isuri Hanah besides Yayin Nesech and specific cases that were brought there. Then we got into some of Yerodea issues, and then we got back into Yayin Nesech specifically in the last Mishnah, which spoke about if a guy is carrying a Jew's wine from place to place, and all the halachas of shmira, how much shmira is required if a guy has the wine of a Jew in his possession. So now this Mishnah continues with other halachas of Yayin Nesech, says the Mishnah, Boleshes Shenichnas La'ir, if you have an army, an attacking army, or a running away army, either way it's an army, Shenichnas La'ir, come into a city, B'Shah Shalom, but at peacetime, so they're not running from anybody, they're not running to anybody, so they're relaxed. So chavias psuchas asuro. So then we assume the barrels that are open, that they might have touched, they're asur, because they weren't in a rush anywhere, they had time to do whatever they wanted. So there's a chash that they were manasech them. Stumos mutaras, but the closed ones you don't have to worry about. Those are mutter, because they were totally closed. Bishas b'chama, but if it's a wartime, elu v'elu mutaros. Then even the open ones are mutter, why? Fishei p'nai l'nasech. They're not focused on that. There's no p'nai. There's no time to be menasech. So therefore, one does not have to worry even about the open bottles, because they're turret in their war. Says the Gemara of Raminhi, but we learned in Ksubis, Ir Shekavashuha Karkom, in the city that was surrounded by an attacking army, called Kohanos Shebesoch Apsulos. All the Kohanos in there are psulos. We have to be worried, Rachmana Litzlan, that the Kohanos in the city were raped by the attackers. And we know the halacha is that an Eishes Kohen, who Rachmana Litzlan is Ne'enas, she is Asurah Labayla, even though an Eishes Yisrael is not only Baratzon. So therefore, we have to assume that way. So why, in our Mishnah, do we assume that B'Shas Melchama, nothing happened? This is like a Shas Melchama. It's a time of siege. It's time of being surrounding another city. So why do we assume that anything happened? So the Gemara says, there's a difference. Amar of Mari, l'naseich ein p'nai. Live all, yesh p'nai. Meaning, at a time of war, people aren't really focused on doing anything else. But the Eitzahara for znus is so great that even at a time of war, they'll make time for it. Doesn't mean that, we shouldn't understand this to mean that a nisach takes more time. And therefore, there's not enough time for a nisach, but there is enough time for bia. No, it's not a time issue. It's a yetzahara issue. Rashi says, l'naseh chei p'nai, the yetzer nisach l'takaf l'hu. Such as a strong yetzer to do nisach. Doesn't say, oh, I wish I could be menasech the wine now. No, if they have time, they'll be menasech it. And therefore, here, you don't have to worry about it. It's tirta b'melchama. Mashen kein livo, but for bia, there's always a yetzahara for that. And therefore, one has to be worried in that case about the status of the Kohanos. Okay, in the Gemara there, Ksubis talks all about the details of that case. The Ritva here points out that if you look in Ksubis, the same stira is asked, and two answers are given to answer up the stira. This answer about there's p'nai for znus, but there's no p'nai for nisuch, that's one answer. There's another answer given there, and that is, it depends. The army that's attacking, is it the army, the local army of the Oso Charkom of that Medina? Or you the last of the Ritva quotes with the first paragraph of the Ksubis, Mishanina Shinu Yachrina, Kaba Karkov Shal Osa Malchus, Kaba Karkov Shal Malchus Acheres. If it's the Osa Malchus, so they don't want to turn you against them, therefore you don't have to be worried so much. If it's that city, they wouldn't have want to trespass and do something that they would be held accountable for. They'd be a little nicer if it was also Karkum. Malchus Acheres, then they wouldn't be as nice. So why did the Gemara here give that answer also? It's the same as that Gemara. There the Gemara gives two answers, and here the Gemara only gives one answer. So either the Ritva says that some say, because that's not halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin like that answer, about even over there, we don't pass like that answer. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what type of army is attacking, within or a different one. We don't pass it like that. The Ritva doesn't like that. The Ritva says no, because you look in that Gemara over there, the Gemara goes back and forth trying to figure out that answer. It sounds like Sounds like we pasuk that way. It's not really such a raya. The Gemara many times has dafim and dafim about shitas that we don't hold of. The first dafim in Meseches Nida talk all about the shita of Shammai, even though we don't pasuk like Shammai. But there are many times the Gemara discusses shitas that we don't hold of. But the Ritva says it sounds that way from the Gemara that we hold that way. So the Ritva says a different answer. He says, no, we do hold like that answer. But that answer is not applicable here. Because you cannot compare, like the Gemara here says, but in a different way, you cannot compare Znus and Yayin Nesach. They might be different standards. Not just L'maisa, the Yetzahara of each, but L'in Yayin Nesach, Hakol Modim, B'Drav Mari. In our Gemara, maybe everybody agrees, D'la Olam L'Nasech E'Pnai, there's never Pnai for Nisach, even if it's Karkom Shel Malchus Acheres. And therefore that answer, not that we don't hold of it ever, it does exist there, but here it's not Shayach. Nobody would hold of that distinction in our context. Okay, that's the Ritva, who says that many of us are reviewing Shas in our brain, and we remember there was another answer given in the Ksubas Chav Zayin, and we should say, yeah, correct. But the Ritva says that answer is specifically not given here. Okay, good. Says the Mishnah. Weiter, Ha'umnin Yisrael. The Bach takes out the word shell, so we're going to go with that girsa. Ha'umnin Yisrael. Umnin Yisrael Shalach Lahem Oved Kochavim Chavashayay Nesach Mischaran. So there are Jewish workers that work for a non-Jewish person, and instead of getting paid one time, the check was not in the mail. All of a sudden, delivered to the Jew's door are bottles of Yayin Nesach. Here's your payment. Uh-oh, so what does a Jew do? I mean, or it's Yayin Nesach, is it even Stam Yenam? Let's assume at least it's Yayin Nesach. You know for sure. So what is a Jew allowed to do? Mutter Lomar, before touching the wine, the Jew could tell the postman, take this back, I'm not interested in this, I just want money. So Mutter Lomar, Tain Lanu Azdamea, give us the value. We don't. That's not called selling Yayin Nesach and getting the value of it. So we know the Yayin Nesach Avodah Zarah is Tofes Estameha. We had this the first Amud in the Perek. Now the first Amud in the Perek, we discussed what I alluded to before. The first Mishnah says that I'm not allowed to work, I'm not going to get schar for Yayin Nesach. So is that called selling it? So the Gemara says that's not called selling it. On a Daraisa level, because it said, other Yisuri Hana'ah, you're allowed to sell, but the Evet, Arlen Kilei Kerem, you can get married with them. That was the discussion we had back on Tav Samach Beis. But if I'm just working in it, then I'm going to get paid for working in it, that's Gzeirah Derabanan. That's too indirect. That's not the regular Din Daraisa by Yisuri Hana'ah. It's Gzeirah Derabanan by Yayin Nesach and by the Chamarin. If you remember those cases on the beginning of the parak. But here the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, by saying Tein Lanu Estameha, it's not like you're taking the Yayin Nesach and telling him to and selling it and exchanging it. No, you never took possession. If I never took possession, it's not mine. I'm telling the guy, keep your Yayin Nesach, just give me money. That's what we're saying here. The Ritva, a couple of important Ritvas on our daf, the Ritva says, and the Ran here also says, we'll get back to this answer as well, it can't be that we take the Mishnah literally, that the worker said, give me the damim of the Yayin Nesach, because that's a Lashon HaMechira. Take your Yayin Nesach, Tein Lanu as Dameha. It can't be, the Ritva says it that he said that literally. It must be that he said, take it back. And this is what he meant. But he didn't say it literally. He says, V'kashuli d'adaraba, kiva shehein omrim lo, Tein Lanu as Dameha, harayim ki'ilu omrim lo, machar otav, Tein Lanu Dameha. L'kach yish l'farish d'hacha lo sof davar, Tein Lanu as Dameha, mamish amru lo. He didn't say it. Ela lomar shi'itein lo shavyo la'altar. Don't give us the value, but not that the dummim, the actual price of these Yayin Nesach, because then that would be a language of selling. So the Ritva says don't take the Gemara Mishnah so literally. It basically just means the Jew did not take possession, and the Jew says, take it back, I want money instead. That's what the Jew said. But Mishanichnas al Rishusan, once the Jew took possession of the Yayin Nesach, and now he wants to give it back, so that would be more of a sale type of transaction, and therefore Asur. Then it would be Asur to do that, because that would be Chaluf Yayin Nesach. So if you're any Chiluf Yayin Nesach is Asur. If the guy had it, so we had that Gemara before. If a guy sells his Avodah Zarah and gets money for it, the Gemara had the Ibaya, is that money Nitfas Avodah Be Isur? The Gemara said no. Remember that case where one of the Amoran, there were Goyim coming to convert, and he said, go sell your Avodah Zarah first and then come back, because he didn't want them to lose all their money. So he told him to sell it. So that's what we pass in Mutter in that case, if a guy sells his Avodah Zarah. See here too. The Jew said to the guy, go sell your barrels first, and then get the money, and then pay me. Not a problem. But once it comes into the Rishus of the Jew, Usser. Why is it Usser? Pashtus is because the Jew was Kona it. Jew was Kona it. So this is the basis of a question that the Kuntris Bizchia B'Isuri Hanah, printed in the back of the Tshuva of the Rivash, is a discussion of one of the Achronim. This is why it's printed here. It's not from the Rivash. But one of the Achronim, there's a Kuntris written there. It's printed, this is my new Rivash. But yeah, I had an old Rivash. It's printed in the back of the old Rivash also. So I guess it's not such an old Rivash. So the it says, Kuntris B'Inyin Zechia B'Isuri Hanah. It's about 10 pages about trying to acquire Isuri Hanah. Is it possible to be Zoche in Isuri Hanah? Can I own something? If I have an ox that Rachman al-Islam killed somebody, and that ox is now a Shar HaNiskal. Bezin says that he has to be stoned. So do I own that ox anymore? If it's something is Aser Bana, does Bailus require usage? And therefore the second that something is Aser Bahana, so therefore I don't own it anymore? That's the question already in the Rishonim. Right, that's the issue of the Gemara and Lulav HaGazel. What if an Esrog Shel Arla, is that called Lachem? You know, Mitzvah's Lav Lahenos Nenu, but still you have to own it. Is it called Lachem? This is a question of the Raven and the Ritva there, and I think it's the Flamed Hay or so, in Sukkah. So therefore, he has a whole Kuntris here that goes through all the Sugyas and Shas and all the Rishonim. Can you have any legal ownership of Isuri Hanah? So he says, I have a Kasha on our Mishnah. This is on page Tufshin Pei Hey in mine. That's in the new B'chon Yerushalayim one. So he says, 1 second. What does our Gemara say in the Seifa? What does our Mishnah say in the Seifa? If the Jew already took possession of it, he owns it, and therefore selling it back would be a problem. How could a Jew own it? If you hold like the Rishonim, like most Rishonim say, Ein Zechia B'Isuri Hanah, you cannot own it legally. So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? In the Reisha, I don't want to touch it. You take it back and pay me. So that's Mutter. So even in the Seifa, he can't own it. So it doesn't matter if he takes it into his possession. There's no Zechia B'Isuri Hanah. So what would be the problem? Af, says the Kuntris, Af Mishenichlas al Rishusa Nami, Yehe Mutter Lomar, Tein Lan West Amea, Dami Olam Ozachu Bayayin Esech, Kiba Dasar Bano, Lechala Olam, V'lo Mahani Behu Zechia, V'chika Shaklu, Damea, Lav Dami Yayin Esech Hashakli. That's the Kasha. Two answers given. Answer number one is, remember the Ritva Ran that we just said? That really, Tein Lan Uez Dameha is not to be taken literally. That was the Reisha. Maybe that's the point in the Seifa. The Seifa is where he said, Tein Li Uez Dameha. So you're right, he doesn't really own it. But it's still a concept of give me its value. We had it earlier in this parak, the concept of Rotze Bikiyumo. The concept of, I still want it to exist, even though it's not mine. As long as I want it to exist, that's enough to make an answer to me. So that is one answer. So maybe you're right here. There is no kinyan, but it's enough for Rotze B'Kiyumo. Number one. Number two, he says, maybe this, according to other Rishonim, maybe this is a riot to Yesh Zechia B'Isuri Hanah. Maybe this is a riot to those Shitas. Right? Or at least some Rishonim say, there's Zechia B'Isuri Hanah L'Chumra. L'Chumra. And therefore, if you say that, then this could fit into that. He says the Rashba says that. Okay, this is on page Tav Shin Pei Hei here in the Kuntris Binyan Zechiyah B'Isuri Hanah. It gives the author here, Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Ben Aryeh Tzvi Deichesh. Okay, that is the end of the Tshuva of the Rivash. Okay, we continue now. So the Gemishta said that if the Jewish workers should not accept to take the Yayin Nesech as payment. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudam Arav. Go pay for me the portion of the king. What does that mean? Menasa Melech. So that is a machlokas Rishonim, what exactly that means. The Ritva says it doesn't matter. We pass on like both could be right. This isn't a machlokas that has halachic issues. Rashi says Menasa Melech just means that I have to pay the king a certain amount of money. So I could tell a guy, take care of this for me. What if the guy gives Yayin Nesach to the king on my behalf, so I don't have to pay the taxes? That's fine, because I didn't tell him to pay Yayin Nesach. I told him to pay, take care of it for me. And he could have given money. He gave Yayin Nesach. I didn't tell him to give Yayin Nesach. So you can't call that direct Hanah from Yayin Nesach, and therefore it is Mutter. That is Rashi's understanding of the case of the Gemara. If you look in the Rambam has a totally different understanding. The Rambam says that a king has wine, and he forcibly makes all of his subjects buy some of his wine. That's the case. Melech shahayim mechalek yeno la'am, v'lokech me'an damav kefi ma'ashi yirtzeh. He takes the money. Al yomar adam lagoy. Well, that's the safe already. What you're allowed to say, holacham asayim zuzim altim in ha'otzer. You know what? Here's 200 zuz. Just say, get me out of this situation. So there too, the guy isn't directly, the Gemara assumes, being a shliach to the Jew. The guy's not being a direct shliach to the Jew because he didn't say, go in my place, like what can happen in the safe. He just says, take care of this for me. Take care of this for me, so it's not direct hanah from Yayin Esach. Continue for a second. Meisve, al yomar adam lovik l'chavim ol tachtai la'otzer. What do you mean? We have a braisa that says something very similar. He can't say, tell to a guy, stand in my stead la'otzer. Right, in order to take care of the police, to get him off my back. So the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav, Ol Tachtai La'otzer Kamrit." You asking me from that lashon? There's a big difference. Halo Damya El Aloha. This is similar to the following case. Aval Omer Lo Malteini Min Ha'otzer. The difference between save me and stand in my place. There's two different lashonos. If you say stand in my place, that's a problem. Because then he's my shliach, he's acting for me, I'm getting hanah from Yayin Esach. But if he just says, take care of it for me, save me, so then it is not a problem. Right? We have these types of lashonos in Ksubis and elsewhere, if somebody is mudr hanah from their friend. So you're allowed to say more general lashonos of, whoever does this won't lose. So this is also a similar type of lashon, but you can't say specifically, like he's going to save me. For some reason, the Ravid didn't like this shot of the Gemara. Kesa Mishnah points out, what's he jumping on? Other Rishonim give this shot. The Ravid on this Rambam says, Dvarav mevolbalim v'stumim. His words are confusing and closed off. He says, this is the case. And he quotes Rashi. So the Kesef Mishnah says, I don't understand. There are many times where we know the Ravid follows Rashi's pshat, and the Rambam follows the Rashba's pshat. So here in the Hu is one of those examples. That's an important Kesef Mishnah. Right here, the end of the 13th parak of Ma'achalas Asuros. So he says, Yadua Hadavar, the Ravid many times follows Rashi, and Rabbeinu Kamashikazava Rashba. The Eini Roekanlo, Bilbobo Stima. I don't know what the Ravid's problem is. Okay, that's the Ravid here, doesn't it? It's one of the, well, he doesn't ask a kasha on the Rambam, he just says that's not the Pshat of the Gemara. That is the two Pshatim, and the Rambam and the Ravid based on it. Okay, let us continue now. Says the next Mishnah. Somebody selling wine to a guy. So the next daf we're going to talk about, how does one sell wine to a guy, allowing him to measure it out, test it out, but once that happens, then it's Yayin Esach. So at the time of the sale, I can't have it as Yayin Esach. If it's already the guy's, then he does whatever he wants with it, fine. But the time of the sale, it can't be Yayin Esach, because then I'm selling Yayin Esach, I'm getting money for it. So what do I do? So Hamocher Yein Lovik Ochavim. If I'm selling wine to a guy, to an Ovik Ochavim. Pasak Ashalom Madan. If we set a price, Pasak, we set a price before he measured it. So Dama Mutarin, then everything is Mutar. Why? Because we set a price. The second that he moves it, this barrel, this closed barrel, let's say, then he is Kona it, Bahagba. And then once he starts playing around with it and measuring it out and pouring it, it's already his. So no problem, because as long as the price is set beforehand, then the assumption is that the second that he takes it, he's being Makonit. And therefore it is only being moved, the inside wine is only being moved by the guy after it is ready his, so no problem. Madat Achalo Pasak, but if he measures it and he does all of these pourings before they set the price, so therefore there's no kinyan being done as of yet. There's no price set. So until a price is set, there's no kinyan that's thought of. So Tamav Asur, and then it's a problem, because then it becomes Yayin Esach, even while it still is owned by the Jew, and later on when the Jew tries to give it to him, he's getting damim for selling Yayin Esach, and therefore it is a problem. It is a problem. If you look in the tour, when the tour quotes, as the tour quotes, the guy has to specifically have Kavana Lehagbia. Kavana Lehagbia. And Kavana Liknos B'Shas Hagba. That's what the Torah says. The Ksos has a question on that. Because the Ksos says, the Torah L'Shitaso. If you look elsewhere, in Hilchas Avedu Mitzia, the Torah says, when you have the principle of Das Acheres Makna, when someone else is giving something to me, or selling something to me, I didn't find it on the street. That's a regular case where I'm being kona something. Das Acheres Makna means somebody else is willing it, is being makna it into my possession. Says the tour in Simon Reish Ayin Hey, Das Acheres Makna does not require the Das of the kona, the kavan of the kona. Because Das Acheres supplies that and substitutes for that. As long as you have the das acheres, the kavan of the makne, that's good enough as long as you have the maisa of the kone. So asks Zaksos in Simon Reish Ayin Hay on the tour, why does the tour say here in the Sogi of Yain Nesach that the goy has to have kavana? But one second, this is a case of das acheres makne, it's a case of a sale. And therefore, the second that the Jew has kavana lahaknos, so the second the goy does the act, it should be good enough. Why do we assume that the guy has to have kavana here? That is the kasha of the Ksos. So all the achronim get into the act. How to answer this question? The Ksos himself answers the nira. He says, das acheres makne is based on the principle of zechiah. Zechiah, I'm being zocha, even though right, you might be lacking something. For example, das acheres makne comes up where? The most famous context where das acheres makne comes up is Bali Tosa Shita, all over Shas, where das acheres makne allows a katan to be koned to oraisa. That is the Shita of Bali Atosvis. If I'm giving something to a katan, I could put it into his legal possession to oraisa. Even though if the katan finds something on the street and picks it up, it's only to Rabbanan. But if I'm pushing it, makne. So you see that acheres makne substitutes. But how does that work? So the Ksos says it's worked based on the principle of zechiah. I'm being zocha on his behalf. Zechiah, says the Ksos, according to many Rishonim, is based on shlichus. Ein shlichus l'goy. That's the difference in our case. We're talking about a goy here. This old chiddush of the tour, that das acheres makne substitutes the kavana of the makne, and the kone just has to do the act. It doesn't have to have the kavana. Doesn't work by a goy. Because das acheres, the whole chiddush is based on the principle of zechiah, which is mitam shlichus, or at least connected to shlichus in some way, and that's the difference here. And then the Ksos, that's the whole Ksos, this whole piece there, it's in Reish Ayin Hay, supports and proves this principle in general. Das acheres makne does not require kavanas hakone. He gets into chalitza and other cases, but that is the shita of the Ksos. The Nesivus has a different shot, and that is that you're right, das acheres makne, the kavana works if for the kone, even if the kone doesn't have kavana, but that's only if, let's say, the kone has a blank. He has blank kavana. So you could fill in the blank, and the kavana of the makne can work for the kone. But if the kone potentially has different kavana, then you can't fill in the blank. Similar, he doesn't give it, but I'll give him a mashal. If mitzvah srichas kavana. So the best thing is we have kavana for the mitzvah. What if I don't have kavana? Okay. So many mitzvahs I'll be yotzi even without kavana. If I shook a lulav, I didn't have kavana, maybe I'm yotzi. Srichas omer. Midrabanan, we pass mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. So you ask me what night it is. I say tonight is the night 4. Oh! I can't count anymore with a bracha. Why? I didn't have kavana. But no, we paskin that sometimes stam, even if you're not thinking, it could count. So you could fill in the blank. But most poskim say, if I have kavana shelolatzes, I have anti-kavana, then for sure, you can't fill in the blank. I have anti-kavana. There's not a blank there. So to here says the Nesivus. The Nesivus is in Simen Reish, Sivka and Yudalid. That, when do I say that the tour is correct, that the kavana of the makne can work for the kone? That's only if there's a blank. But here the kone has kavana limdod. He doesn't have kavana liknos yet. He's doing something when he's doing this action. It's not some, he's picking it up and not thinking anything about it. So that's why one might say that even though the tour is generally correct, this case is different. So you have to say this case is different in some way. So says it's different because there's a guy. And the Nesiva says it's different because you have different kavana. Okay, that's an important ksos. We're going to have two ksoses today. Baruch Hashem. Harkening back to regular Nezikin days. Avodah Zarah has taken us into a different world. But that's a ksos. Okay, Vaitis. That was the Mishnah. So remember the rule of the Mishnah was a goy has to have acquired it by the time he pours it and measures it. If not, then it's still owned by the Jew. And then when the Jew sells it to him, it's Yayin Esach being sold, and therefore it's a problem. We assume it's Yayin Esach. I mean, even if it's Stam Yenam, you have the same issue on the concept on a Drabanan level. Even if it's Stam Yenam, we say it's Azerbaijan Ami Drabanan. Would that also prevent the sales? Let's assume it's Daraisa, keep things simple. Real Yayin Esach. Amar Ameimar. So, Machlokas Amoroim. Says Ameimar. Mishicha Bobe Kochavim Kone. Big Sugya. Which Kinyanim work with a guy? We know that there are many Kinyanim out there in the world. Mishicha, Hagba'a, Chalipin. Chatzer, Dalaramos, many different types of kinyanim, all learned out, Kesef Shtar, Chazaka, right? All the discussions in the end of the first parak in Ksubis, Daf Chavav, Chavzayin, Chavches, all those daf. So the Shaila is, All those work Jew to Jew. Which kinyanim work with a guy? Very halacha lamaisa. What are the two major contexts where we have this issue halacha lamaisa? One famous one, one not as famous. Chametz. Chametz. Right? So the Tosas, he doesn't talk about that one, because it wasn't as famous in Bali Tosas time. All the Achronim discuss it. The Ksops discusses it. Now that is Chametz. When we sell our Chametz to a guy, which kinyanim do we use? So as we'll see, we use all of them, just to be safe. Because there's a machlokas right here, which kinyanim work with a guy. The other context, which Tosfos talks about, and that is, we're not farmers here, so it doesn't really come up. If we have an animal that's about to have a firstborn, oy vey, we're going to have a bechor running around our yard. We don't want a carbon running around our yard. So what is the minhag olam to do? The halacha is that bailas goy is mafkia the kedusha of a bechor. So therefore, if I own sheep, and the sheep I know is about to have its firstborn sheep, so what I usually do, the minhag lamaisa, what to do is that a farmer goes over to a guy and has a shutfis with a guy. He sells part of the sheep, the mother sheep, to a guy. So there's shutfis now with a guy. So when the baby is born, it's partially owned by a guy. That's mafkia, the kedusha. There's no kedusha of the bechor. So how do I do that? That's what Tosas discusses. How am I mafkia that kedusha? How do I sell the bechor to a guy? So that is the two places where it comes up. So it's important to know which kinyanim work by a guy or not. So right here we have a machlokas. Amar Ameimar. Mishicha bovik ochadim kone. The pulling. That kinyan. Mishicha works by a guy. How do I know? Teida. Dahani parsoi. Mishadi par dishni lahadodi. These Persians send presents to each other. Falohaji bahu. You see, they never attract. Right, so it must be because they paskin, like right when the other guy pulls it. Mishicha is kone. Ravashi amar. No. The Bach takes out the next three words, because he says this is a real machlokas, it's not just a dechia. Mishicha bavikachavim eino kone. No, mishicha does not work by a guy. Right? What's the source? We'll see in Tosfos in a minute. Bezrat Hashem. What's the source? Kono miyad amisecha. Amisecha, pasuk I think in Bahar, right? So that means only works within Jews. Why don't the Persians retract? The Romans ruchu dinakita lahu. They are very haughty. They're not going to go back on their word. They don't, even if they really want to, they're going to hold themselves high and say, you know, I don't retract. So therefore, but really, they would be able to retract. This is a machlokas. Major machlokas Rishonim. We know there is a machlokas in Meseches Baba Metzia. Very important, daf Baba Metzia, daf Mem Zayinim Abase. Mida Oraisa. For a Jew, what kinyan works? Sugya Moos Konos. Machlokas Mem Zayinim Abase. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Mida, if I pay you something, if I give you the money, does that work, Da Oraisa? So Rabbi Yochanan says, yes. Dvar Torah Moos is Konos. Kinyan Meshicha is only Dirabanan. That is Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rish Lakish says the opposite. Meshicha is Da Oraisa. Why? V'chisim kru mem kar la'amisecha. Right? So, okano mi'anamisecha, darai nikna mi'aliyad. And Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish says, maybe money is derabanan. Major machlokas amoram there. Is there any connection between that machlokas and this machlokas? The Gemaras do not link them. Says Tosvos, says Rabbeinu Tam, they're exactly the same machlokas. If you say Mashiach works by a guy, it doesn't work by a Jew. And that's Moos Konos of Rabbi Yochanan. If you say Mashiach works does not work by a guy, it's because it works by a Jew. They're opposites of each other, and therefore Amema holds like Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Ashi holds like right Reish Lakish. That's what Tosfos says. Both Tosfos him in Tosfos Amar Amemar and Tosfos Rabbi Ashi. That is even though the biggest problem with that sheet is the Gemara never links the Machlokos. But that is the Shita of Bali Atosis. Very important issue because how do we paskin? The Ritva here says, I don't know what the Bali Atosis are talking about. And also, he has a great line, which is very lumdish. He said, he has a couple of questions. The Gemara never links them, but he also says, Minolon Hechrich de Levi Kinyan Nachri Hefech Kinyan Yisrael. Why do the Goyish Kinyanim have to be different than the Jewish Kinyanim? Just because it says here that a Goy does not work with Mashicha. What, so a Goy... A Jew has to work on the Mashiach, and if it works by a guy, it won't work by a Jew? Why does Bali Tosfos assume that way? What works by one cannot work by the other one. So that's why the Ritva quote and the Ramban and others say, no, there's two different machlokos. You could have Mashiach that works by a Jew and by a guy. Right, but that's an important yesod, svara. What is Tosfos thinking? The fact that it works over here by a Jew, it cannot work by... Mashiach and Kesef have to be opposites by a Jew and a guy. But That is the machlokas between Bali Atoslos and Chachmei Sfarad. Who do we paskin like? That is a major issue. right? Even in Tosfos, look what Tosfos says. Look at the big Tosfos, Rav Ashi, the fourth line of Tosfos. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Dial B'Gav Rav Ashi Basra. Even though Rav Ashi is late, and therefore we should pass on like Rav Ashi, who said what? He said the second one that Mishicha does not work. Haba Lezoch Zakavase Bahai. We don't pass on like him. Why? Elakam Latakamemar. The Amar Mishicha Bavikachalim Kona. Why do we pass like a Meimar? Because a Meimar is really the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan in the other Gemara, and therefore we paskin that Mishicha works by a guy. Skip down like six lines in the six Y line in the middle of the line. Im Kain Hamakna Behema LaAkum Kedil Poser Menevachora. If you're ever selling an animal to a guy to Pater, you have to be Moshechit because that's what a Meimar in Rabbi Yochanan says. But then Tosfos says, Mior Rashi Piresh, Mashi says, Mashiach is not Koneh, because Halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan. The Halacha is like Reish Lakish, who is like Ravashi Shita. So according to Rashi, you'd have to make sure to give the guy, take money from a guy. So what do you do? Tosfos says you're stuck. And therefore Tosfos says, see where the star is in Tosfos, about five lines down, V'yarotze lachush l'divir Rabbeinu Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam. If you want to be choshes for both opinions, hamak nebeim la'akum l'pojim ha'nebechora, sorech she'itin ovig al'chavim kesef, v'gam mashichas ovig al'chavim b'simta. All the shoes, so you got to do both kesef and mashicha. Lachlogas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. You want to cover your bases. And therefore, to make sure there's no kedusha of this animal, you do both, says Tosfos. And this is exactly what we do by selling the chametz. By selling the chametz, we do six different kinyanim with a guy. Because we want to make sure that we are covered. We get kesef and meshicha and we do situmta, which is the way of the land. We shake hands. We do everything. Chalipin, we pick up a pen. Most case that we do, Sanda Chama, we do all, because there's all these machlokos, which kinyanim work between Jew and Guy, and therefore this is one of the important toasts related to that issue. Toast at the beginning of Kiddushin also has a big discussion of it, but this is, look at the kind of summary of the Shitos, just to mention it, the Mishnah Brura has a summary of all the Shitos in Taf Mem Ches, Sif Katan Yud Zayin. All the shittas. Be'ezek kinyanim kone, yesh b'zeh deyos ben aposkim. So you can look at that Mishnah summary. Tof mem ches, sif yud zayin. In the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, now we have to continue. Omar Rav Ashi. Mino aminala. Rav Ashi says, how do I know that Mashiach does not work? As follows. Mito Omar lehu Rav lahanu savuyasa. Rav told these Jews who used to pour wine for Goyim, ki kailisu chamer lo v'dikachavim, when you measure out the wine for Goyim, shak luzuzi minayu v'hadar kailin luhu. First take money from them and then measure it out for them. V'ilona kitu badai ozuzu, if they have no money in their hands, ozi funhu, lend them money, v'hadar shkilu minayu, and then take the money back from them. Kechav tevi hava gabayu, so it could be a loan. Meaning, Rav says, make sure they pay first. Make sure they pay first, period. Because if they don't pay first, it's going to end up that Yayin Nesach is going to be in your Rishus. So, when you sell to them, it'll be Yayin Nesach. So, Lamaisa, what did Rav say? Make sure they pay first. So, now Rav Ashi's Raya. And if you say just Mashiach would work, so what's the point of paying? Why does Rav make it such a big deal? Right when he pulls the barrel, it would already be his. And it won't be Yainesak until he starts touching it or pouring it or getting involved. So what's Rav's whole big deal? It must be, says Rav Ashi, that Mashiach is not koneh by a guy. And that's why he has to be so worried and make him pay beforehand. That is number one, the suggestion of Rav Ashi says, that's the Raya to his Shita. So the Gemara says, no, Itaka Kayova Rami Lamana di Yisrael HaKanami. You're right if the story with Rav was that the Jew was measuring it into his own Kalim, then you're right, this would be a good proof. But the reality was this was not the case, so it's not a good proof. Lo tzricha Itaka Kayova Rami Lamana Dovig Achavim. Now the case is where a Jew is pouring it into the guy's Kalim. That's the problem. That's why Rav was so machmed to have him pay first. Because when the guy's kalim have yayin nesach in them, and therefore, right when you pour it in, it's going to be also before a guy does anything. So Gemara says 1 minute. So still, why did Rav make him pay? Kimat alavi radamana kanye. The second that it goes into the airspace of the guy's kli, he should be kona it. Yayin nesach lo havi adamati la'arise demani, and it's not going to turn into yayin nesach until it hits the residue, the drops on the bottom of the kli. So even without the money, again, we're asking, why did Rav make him pay, make him get the money beforehand? It's still going to belong to the guy before it becomes Yayin Nesef. What type of kinyan is this when it gets into the airspace? What type of kinyan is this? So Rashi says in the second the first two skinny lines, Lavir demana, dovik ochavim, kan yovik ochavim, bihagbah. Whoa. That's an underline Rashi. Hagbah. Ask the Ritva on Rashi. What kind of hagbah? Hagbah means you lift something up. You don't lift anything up here. Your kli sitting on the floor, or your kli, you're holding your kli. Let's say you're holding your kli. That's what we're going to assume in a second. And the Jews pouring something in, that's already kinyan hagbah. You didn't do an act. Is it hagbah if I'm holding something and somebody pours something into my barrel? Says the Ritva. You see from Rashi, yeah. You see from Rashi. Hagbah doesn't only mean picking something up, but also holding something in your hand. Even if the picking up wasn't part of the kinyan. That's what you see. That's what it seems to be from Rashi, that even that is considered hagbah. The Ritva didn't like it at first, but then he explains it. He says, where is it? A lot of breakfast today. He says, hey, kone b'din hagbah. The halo avat klum. Bein hagbah kone b'shum makom below shum maisa. Or shkar l'shem v'yibah. V'yish lomer, it must be, since you're holding it, and it's sofa l'nuach, it is it's considered, but then he ends up ending off at Tzorach Talmud. Very unusual for the Ritva to end off with the Tzorach Iyan. That's what he did here. But it seems to be that is the Chiddush. What would you have said if you didn't have Rashi? Right? Not a Kinyan Agbah. Pashas, what would you have said? Kinyan Chatzer. Kinyan Chatzer. Goes in just like we've had the Gemara talks about. If it goes into the airspace of a woman's field, the get. So the Ksos brings a Raya from here. That Kinyan Chatzer works by a guy. You would have thought maybe not. Why would you have thought maybe not? Because the Gemara, in one opinion, in Bamitzia, Daf Yud Al, says, Chatzer Mishum Shlichus Yisrabai. You might have said a Chatzer is based on the concept of Shlichus. And just like we had earlier, that's a Charis Makna from the Avixos, that if it's based on Shlichus, it doesn't work by a guy, so to hear. If a Chatzer is a type of Shliach, so then maybe it doesn't work by a guy. Kamash Balan says the Ksos, this Gemara is a Raya. This Gemara is a Raya, that Kinyan Chatzer would work by a guy. Even if you want to say, the Gemara doesn't limit it, even if it works mishum shlichus, maybe it's a different kind of shlichus that would even work by a guy. Because after all, a chatzer is not a bar das. So how can you say it's a real shliach? So that's what the Ksos says. Even if you want to say it's mishum shlichus, we know. You read that Gemara in Bamitzia, it's very strange on the surface. Got to work at it. A chatzer is a shliach. You didn't appoint it. So, said the Ksos, however you explain Mishum Shlichus is Rabbi, maybe that would work by a guy too. Okay, Machlokes, whether it's Hagbah or whether it is Chatzer. Continuing. So the Gemara said, why'd Rav have to make him take the money first? The second it goes into the airspace, it's Nikne and it's Ayayin Nesach until later. So the Gemara said, no, Shma Mina. Is that really true? You're telling me then, Nitzok Chibur. If this is true, that it's not Yayin Nesach until it comes into the airspace of the Kli, one second, that relates to something that we're going to talk about in tomorrow's daf. Rav made them, made a big deal, you got to pay first. What do you mean you got to pay first? The only thing that becomes the guy's first is the part that's already in the airspace. Everything that's still being poured, that's still in my barrel, that's not us or yet. That's not us yet. It's only the wine that went that got poured in. It hit the ground already. So you know what? It must be the fact that Rav was so worried. It must be nitzo chibur, that when something is poured, it's considered all connected, and it's connected through the flow. And therefore, the second that it hits, everything is usher. And that's why Rav was so worried. Make sure you get money first. But we know that's an Ibaya tomorrow. So should we prove it from this Gemara? So Gemara says, lo. Again, no proof. Why? If it's what we thought up until now, that a guy is holding his kli and is being poured in, maybe right, then this would be the halacha. Lo tzricha demanacha ara. Really, it's on the floor. It's on the floor. And therefore, it's a different type of, and therefore the whole thing is Nasar before the guy makes a kinyan. It's the manachara. So the Gemara says, v'tikni le'kelof. So maybe his kli should be kona then. His kli should be kona. And again, it shouldn't be usher before it becomes his. Maybe, by the way, I'm just thinking now, maybe this is why Rashi said agbah before. Because the Gemara now brings up kelof. Right? So, but, you know, the Ksos talks about it here too. I don't remember if the Ksosis Raya was from here or there, but the Pasha the Gemara said Lechatzer before, maybe I didn't say it specifically there, because the Gemara says it here. So you should say, Tiklele Kelov. So the Gemara says, Shema Mina, and you would learn a Raya from here, another Ibaya elsewhere. Kelov Shalokeach, Bershus Mocher Lokana Lokeach. What if you have the Kelim of a buyer? If I bring my bag, and I put your stuff that I'm buying into my bag, but my bag is sitting in your Rishus, does that work? Does my bag supersede and override your rishus? That's an ibaya elsewhere, Misakas Kiddushin. So from here, the fact that the kinyan works, maybe we should say it does. The lokeach does not acquire it, because you see here we're worried that because the goy is not kona it yet. So Gemara says lo. Again, no raya. Lo may malachah akana lokeach. Really, in that ibaya, it's very possible that it can work. The case is that there is on the top of the barrel of wine that's being poured into, there's a rim, there's a lip. So when you pour in, it hits that rim first. And on that rim, before anything goes into any kind of kli, there's yayin nesach droppings on the drips on that rim. And therefore, the second that I pour my wine, it's going to become usur right there. The kama insachlei, right? Every little bit becomes yayin esach, and we'll see if yayin esach is batel. We'll see that later on. So therefore, that's why Rav made them collect the money first. Nothing to do with any of the things we tried to prove. It's because there's yayin esach on the rim of the cup, and therefore it will become usur. Tosfos here asks, what's the big deal? Just bit. It'll be mavutel. Tosfos here in the little Tosfos Hacha. Tema, lift up the b'shishim. So what? There's a little wine there. It'll be batel. What? So we're going to talk about that in a second. V'yishlom does it min b'mino. V'ksavah de lo batel. Okay, maybe it's min b'mino and he holds that it's not batel. We're going to get to later on in Machlokas Tanam whether you're allowed to sell Yai Nesach like Amavutal except for that value.
What kind of answer is that? I mean, that itself is a Machlokas, and we had all these correct answers where we didn't want to pin them down.
Correct. So at least that's a machlokas, but up until now, the issues of Nitzo Chibur and all these other things, they were ibayas. They weren't machlokas. They were ibayas. And the question of the Gemara was, why didn't we bring this as an answer to that ibaya? Tosfos is happy. He was saying it's a machlokas, and he always like that shita. But what hopefully we're going to have the shir on a Tuesday night, the Ian shir related, is the Achronim ask on Tosfos. What's Tosfos talking about? It'll be mavuto. We have a principle called Ein Mavatzlin Israel Chachila. You can only rely on bittul once it happens. You can't be mavatel something. All right, I want my chicken soup to be a little get a little texture. So I'm gonna pour some milk in. Less than shishim. It's okay. Less than shishim. Of course, you're not allowed to do that. Ein mavatlin is lachadchilin. Bittul doesn't work if you try to do that. So yes, on Tosfos. What's Tosfos talking about? Ein mavatlin is lachadchilin. So hopefully we'll talk about that by the Shem Tuesday night. Okay, but let's continue a little bit more first. Ukiman, who is this like? The local Rav Shimon Gamliel. It's not like Rav Shimon Gamliel who says later on, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, as I just alluded to, Hamar Yimachar Kulo V'Kochavim Chos B'Dmei Yayin Nesach Shabo. Are we to say that Rav, who made them get the money first, argues with Rashbag? Because Rashbag says, even if Yayin Nesach gets mixed in, you're allowed to sell it, except the value of the Yayin Nesach that gets mixed in. And Rav seems to be worried about all of it. So the Gemara says, "Midi hu taima el larav halmarav alav Rav Shugam Liel chavis b'chavis aval lo yayin b'yayin." Correct. Rav argues there are all these limits. I hold like Rav Shugam Liel only if two barrels get mixed up. So then you could sell barrels except for the value of the barrel of the yayin esach. But if it's actual wine and wine getting mixed up, says Rav, no. I don't like Rav Shugam Liel there. You would not be able to sell it except for the yayin esach shabo. There, you wouldn't be able to sell it at all. Period. Meisvei. So getting back to the original issues, trying to see whether, the issue of Mashiach, whether Mashiach works by a guy or not. That's what we're talking about now. We had this case before. I bought a bunch of silver pieces from a guy, and I find in this group, in this stuff that he sold me, I find a little idol. If before I gave the money, I took it, then I can return it. But if I already gave the money and then I pulled it, then it's already mine. I have to throw it out. I can't give it back. So the Gemara says, in the Reisha, even if you didn't give money yet, if Mashiach works, the Kenyan should be finished. So how could you return it? Some Rishonim take out the word Mechsi. It is a Mechatos. The case is because you didn't know that you were buying this Avodah Zarah. And therefore, I didn't know this, so the whole thing is null and void. The transaction doesn't work. So Amar Rava, Reisha Mekatos, Eva La Mekatos. They're both Mekatoses. Mekhetos. So why should there be a difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? So El Amar Rava gives a different answer. No, Reisha Mekatos and Mekatos. They're both Mekatoses, but we're talking here about a problem on a rabbinic level. V'Reisha, the Lo Yoiv Zuze, meaning really, there's no Kenyan whatsoever. But in the Reisha, you're going to have to get your money back. V'reisha de lo yav zuze. I'm sorry, Reisha, you don't have to get your money back. Lo mischazik avodas kochavim. B'yad Yisrael, what am I doing in the Reisha? I'm just giving his idol back to him. That doesn't look like I'm selling it. I'm not getting anything in return. Seifa de yav zuze. Mischazik avodas kochavim b'yad Yisrael. I'm giving him an idol. He's giving me money. It looks like smarasayin. And that's why there's a difference. On a Doraisa level, there's no difference. It just looks bad. Next, final case for the day. Amale markat shisha b'reidu rav chizal rav ashi. Tashma. Try it again. Our Mishnah. If I sell wine to a guy, if we set the price before he measured out, it's mutter, because we assume he was kona it. The e amrit mishicha b'vikachavim ain't no kona. But 1 minute, if you say mishicha doesn't work, am I dama mutarin? Why is it mutter? It's still owned by a Jew. If it's still owned by a Jew, so it should be aser. So the Gemara says, no, hachamayskina the akim le dinar. No, the guy paid me a little bit. He started the pay. He gave me a little bit of payment to start the transaction before he touched it. So it's really his already. So the Gemara says, "Yahachi, but aim a seifa if he already paid a little bit. So why in the seifa is it a problem? So why in the seifa where we didn't set a price yet, it's usur. V'idakadim ledinar amaydam avasurin. What's the problem? It already belongs to a guy. So the Gemara says, "Amar leu l'didach da'ar mishicha bo v'kachalim koneh." Oh, so you want to say you're a hacha? You think Mashiach is kona? So am I reached the mutarin, the same as the vasurin? You also have the same problem. What's the difference? You do Mashiach in both cases. Why should one case be mutar, one case be asur? Elamai is lechalameimar. But what are you going to tell me? Pasak sam chadaite, lo pasak lo sam chadaite. Even if Mashiach works, Mashiach only works if you set a price beforehand. If you didn't set a price beforehand, even if you pull it, you're not sure if the transaction is going to go through. So didinami, me too. Even if you pay him, even if you started to pay him, still, only if you set the price beforehand do any of these maisa kinyanim work. If you didn't set the price, then any kinyan that you do might not work. Period. That's the difference in the ratio and the seifa, but this is a very important discussion that we had. Mishicha ba'akum, do those kinyanim work or not? Okay, we'll stop here, but Hashem, we will continue. And again, back to Sefer HaMitzvahs today. Today, Mitzvah Tess. We're going to listen on the OU website, OU.org. We're up to the Mitzvah Tess. And the Iyun Shir will be on Tuesday night related to the Daf Eim Vatlan Nisul HaChilah.